This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Frances Graves is joining us. She is a Kansas Common Ground volunteer and rancher from Bartlett, Kansas. And what is the main purpose of Kansas Common Ground?
Our main goal is just to help people enjoy their food without fear. We're a group of women farmers who volunteer to serve as a resource for real firsthand information on how we grow our food and agriculture in general for people who don't understand it.
There are many to the consumer, many myths and misconceptions out there, which that's where you guys come into play?
Correct. No one knows food better than a farmer, and there are a lot of people who are just detached from farming these days. So our goal is just to have one-on-one conversations, either online or in person, with consumers who are out there and away from the farm, and they may have questions.
And if they go to the website, findourcommonground.com, what's so interesting about that is it really covers many different topics.
We have over 200 volunteers nationwide. We have about 15 in Kansas, and we cover topics ranging from animal welfare, pigs, cows, a lot of stuff we don't see in Kansas. And then people can come in and just write in an individual question, and we'll get them an answer on that website as well.
With so many more food choices that are available, that really expands the number of topics that you would like to cover as well?
We're always updating it, just like how farmers are continuously improving our growing practices to keep up to date. Common Ground is trying to continuously put out new information as we have new products and new questions in the food marketplace.
Do you have events throughout the year that they can be a part of?
We sure do. We've got 3 events coming up in Kansas this spring and summer. We've got a event in Junction City at the Hildebrand Dairy in April, and we've got a yoga on the farm event in Lawrence, Kansas in June, and we have an event in Manhattan coming up in April that's meet and greet at the meat market there in Manhattan, and all of those details can be found on our website. It's Common Ground Kansas, commongroundks.com for the Kansas details.
Common Ground was really developed from the 2 checkoffs, both on the soybean side and on the corn side. Why is it important to continue to develop this program?
Well, farmers and ranchers are busy in the field. They're doing their job every day. We have organizations like Common Ground that go out there and try to meet these consumers where they are on their social platforms and in the grocery stores and places where they shop and answer their questions and promote the message that we're all working hard to produce a safe and affordable and varied food supply.
That is Frances Graves, a Kansas Common Ground volunteer and a rancher from Bartlett, Kansas. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.